Welcome everybody, shiur number 888, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are still just trying to finish off Siman Reish Ches, we're almost there. I just want to go through a couple of things. There's a lot of things to go through in reference to, not brachas themselves, but in reference to how to work with the brachas. What do I mean by that? We'll talk about, but here and there I want to just sort of throw in, it comes up and people ask. Like, for example, let's say somebody wakes up in the middle of the night, we spoke about Asher Yatzar. Somebody goes to the bathroom, you wash your hands, say Asher Yatzar, you have to make Asher Yatzar, right? I just want to mention, some people had asked, do you have to make an Asher Yatzar? Every time you go to the bathroom, a person must make an Asher Yatzar. That's not a question. Unless they're in the middle of davening, different parts of davening, sometimes you have to wait, it depends where. Psuka de Zimra, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you could make. I just want to mention real quickly, in Psuka de Zimra, you could make Asher Yatzar, according to the Mishnah Berurah. But once you get into the Birchas Krishma, then you're not supposed to make. I spoke to a Rav in reference to once you heard Baruch Hu, right? Let's say after Yishtabach, and now I heard Baruch Hu, and the person, let's say, went to the bathroom in the middle of the Psuka Zimra at the end, and now, but they came back and they heard Baruch Hu, but they didn't start yet. They didn't start the bracha. They didn't start anything yet. They didn't start the bracha of Birchas Krishma yet, but they heard Baruch Hu. So I did hear from one Rav that did mention you could still make Dashi Yatza. But after that, once you start, you have to wait till after Shemona Esrei. So that's a little bit different, though. We're not getting into those halachas right now. I just wanted to mention that because I happened to hear it recently. Somebody asked. But in general, the person goes to the bathroom, right? Even in the middle of the night, you have to make Asher Yatzar. Okay, you have to wash your hands, whatever the case is, that has to be done. But Asher Yatzar always has to be made. For whatever reason, some people were under the impression that in the middle of the night you don't make an Asher Yatzar. I'm not sure why, but be it as it may. Okay, but moving right along. But interesting question. Also, talking a minute about a man has to make sure that the head is covered when they're making a bracha. Sometimes in the middle of the night, especially, a person wakes up and they're half out of it. I know by myself, you don't have a yarmulke, you do have a yarmulke, but the person has to be careful when making a bracha. That their head is covered, a yarmulke, hat, or whatever it might be. Just reading a minute from the Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's totally not our siman at all, but here and there I do want to go through these halachas, and it'll be a while till we actually get to it. It's actually in siman Tzadik Aleph, way in the beginning, the first chelik of Aruch Chaim, and there is a little bit of Reish Vav, which we've been going through, but it says like this. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Machaber says like this, Yesh Emim She'asa Lohitzi as Karo Mipiv, B'Reish Megula. Yesh Emim She'esh Limchesh Lelikonis, B'Beis HaKnesses, B'Gilui Reish. Fine. Whatever the case is, the person has to make sure to cover their head when making a bracha. Okay, and then there's a whole, again, we're not going to get into the halachas, but there's a whole thing in reference to going dal ramis, not to go dal ramis without covering your head. And there's a taz who says, "Vizmanenu asa b'chol makim medina afil pachas mi'ay ramis, even less than dal ramis." Okay, but that's a separate thing which I don't want to get into. But medina, one has to be careful when making a bracha to make sure that their head is covered. Now, okay, so I put on a yarmulke, I put on a hat, whatever the case might be. The question is, what about good? If I don't have a yarmulke, could I put my hand on my head, right? I'll just take my hand and put it on my head. So the Machaber says, again, in Siman Tzadik Aleph, Sif Dalid, he talks about the different type of hats, whatever it is, but that's considered a covering. But moving along over there, he says in Sif Dalid, Avol Hanochas Yod Al Haroish Lechashiv Kisa. If somebody puts their own hand on their head, that will not help. Right after make a bracha, I don't have a yarmulke, I'll put my hand on my head. That doesn't help. We'll talk about in a minute why in the Mishnah Berurah. Vim acher manicha yodeh, but if somebody else puts the hand, right, my friend, I don't have a yarmulke, my friend will put his hand on my head, not on his head, on my head, al roish, vim acher manich yodeh, al roishay shel zeh, mashma dechashiva kisay. That would be okay, so says the Mechaber in Siv Dalid. So just a minute, the Mishabur talks about the Rosh Vayad Chad Guf Inan. So, Ve'ein HaGuf Yochel Chasis Asma. So the Mishabur says in Sifkat Yud that the reason why if you put your own hand on your head, right, I need a yarmulke, I don't have, so I put my hand on my head, and this comes up again, it comes up middle of the day, usually most people have their heads covered with people wear yarmulkes, but then in the middle of the night, sometimes people wake up, they're out of it, they don't know, they forgot the yarmulke, they don't know where to, they can't find it, it's dark. I'm just giving you know, these things come up a lot, especially in the middle of the night. The harush, and many people in the middle of the night, again, I'm just talking for myself, you know, you're in the middle of the sleep, and mamish, a person feels very different, you know, sometimes, until when you wake up in the morning, it's a tremendous gift. I just want to mention, Agav Urcha, a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avigdor Miller, Zech Tzadik Levracha, used to talk about it, what it means, sleep. We go to bed sometimes, you know, and mamish, we can barely walk straight. You know, I know by myself, we can barely walk straight, and we wake up, mamish, with Hashem's help, refreshed and energized, tremendous, tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means, sleep, to the point that even the Chafetz Chaim, the famous story, used to actually mamish get up on the tables, I don't know exactly the time, 12:30, whatever it was, in the yeshiva in Radin over there, where mamish would turn out the lights by himself, you know, because make sure everybody gets enough sleep, goes to bed. So, but it's a tremendous gift, but when one wakes up in the middle of the night, you know, many times it's just you're half out of it. It's hard to concentrate. You don't know where you are. It's dark. It's this. It's that. So these halachas are important to keep in mind. So covering your own head, no, that's not going to help. But then the Mishabura says, what's a good idea to do if somebody has? So besides we talk about the. Another person covering your hand, in the middle of the night, you don't have another person to cover your hand, to cover your head, right? In the middle of the day, maybe, but in the middle of the night, the person gets up there by themselves. Miyunei Hagim, he says in Sifkat Niyod, Miyunei Hagim, Lahamshech, Beis Yad, Shalabeged, Al Hayad, Machasabai, Raish, Vishapacha, Shivkisa. You better pull your sleeve. That's a good thing to do. Let's say a person has a robe or a pajama sleeve, so they'll pull it, and they have a hamshech basiyad, pull your sleeve over your head, right? Shall habeged sha'al al hayad mechasa by reshin, just cover your head with the sleeve of your pajamas or the sleeve of your robe, v'shapach chashiv kisei, and that will be a good kisei, a good covering also. All right, I just wanted to mention that, it's an important thing to keep in mind, because a lot of people are not so aware of this halacha. Thank you for listening. Aslach and brachah kol tov.